Penzoy, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
And we'll bring in our players in a second. City Music, our sponsor for the Thursday Night Music Club. And if you haven't been there, even just a fan who appreciates good music, they've got lots of CDs from area artists as well. There's in-store appearances and concerts on a regular basis. And when the weather warms back up, they'll take to the outside stage out back as well. But if you do play or have an interest in playing an instrument, it is definitely a spot for you as well, with lots of guitars and basses and percussion instruments and a wall of ukuleles, lots of sheet music, a recording studio, and individual instruction in all instrumentation, and rentals too if you've got a kid taking some classes at school and not sure you want to buy a cello. Maybe rent a cello. City Music and Education Center, right in front of the old Crestwood Mall. So the only music store with 1,500 parking spaces. I think that's a big selling point. CityMusicSTL.com for more information. City Music and Education Center, our sponsor for the Thursday Night Music Club. Coming up, Dan Durkholz, our music journalist at large, breaking down the national scene. We'll get to that. We start a little closer to home. Slammin' Sammy Sam joins us, and other than following the local music scene and turning us on to some area artists, she also runs Play It Forward, and it's an organization that puts those instruments, much-needed instruments, into the hands of kids who wouldn't otherwise get a chance to do the music thing. So let's bring her in. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you, honey?
Great.
Great. So you're the one.
Yeah.
I see. All right, well, let's start with Play It Forward news. What's going on that front?
Well, I'm happy to report that Damian Martin, music educator in St. Louis, actually came around my home today and took away about $5,000 worth of instruments for his school program.
For Grand Center Arts Academy.
Grand Center Arts Academy. I'm excited.
Wonderful place and more good work you're doing. So now that you've cleared out some space, what do you want to fill it up with?
I need some violins right now. I need two cellos. Remember a couple weeks ago I needed one cello?
Right.
Now I need two.
Now you need two?
Yeah, the word's getting out about the cellos.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really the kind of thing that somebody has under their bed.
No, man, it's out there somewhere. I know it is. Because I've taken them in before, so please, somebody out there listening, you may know somebody, violins, cellos, very important right now.
PlayItForwardSTL.org, the website, with more information of ways you can help, too, because Sam also has gone out and bought these things for schools and for students because you have helped with donations and bands have had fundraisers and things like that. So keep those coming. Also, playitforwardstl.org for more.
Yeah, our next, I just wanted to mention the Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute show, November 10th. Totally stoked.
Tony Campanella?
Tony Campanella.
Oh,
Steve
what
Beccaro.
A monster.
Oh, I know, Steve and Jimmy Lee Kennett, three of my faves in St. Louis. So we're invited again this year. And last year we went, and I just walked around with a Christmas stocking after I made a stage announcement. And St. Louisans were extremely generous. I think just that show, we raised $900.
Awesome.
So happy and night again.
You were a little distraught that you weren't going to get some mic time this year.
Yeah, I was.
They asked me to speak. I don't get to go up and say I was going to sing a song or something. So what are you going to?
I was like stalking Steve Beccaro. He finally answered me. He's like, what's up?
So are you gonna get some FaceTime on stage?
Yeah, I think with Guy Favaz. So
when there you go. And that show's at the Pageant.
Yeah,
right?
Every year. It's like the what are we at? 17 years now, something crazy.
Do you know the date offhand?
Yeah, November 10th.
November 10th. Yeah. Sorry, I should know that, but it's coming up. So.
Yeah, very soon.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets. It's a
sellout show. It always is.
Should they bring instruments too?
I don't think the pageant will let you in with them, so right. Just bring an extra couple of bucks to throw in the stocking. That's what we did last year.
And it worked out well, so do it again.
Yeah, it wasn't a black knit stocking or anything. It was like a Christmas stocking, so it's for the kids.
Christmas fishnets. Not wildly appropriate.
Well...
Also, another thing she does is turns us on to some area bands and lets us hear them and find out where they're playing. And let's start with that.
Well, last week, unfortunately, we ran out of time and we missed Joe Mancuso. So I thought we'd spin that this week. He was playing a show last week at our friends at City Music in that little cafe area there, which I thought was kind of cool. But moving forward, you can catch him November 3rd, which is Saturday at 8:30. At the, I can't find the name.
Jazz on Broadway in Alton, Illinois.
Thank you.
Sure.
That's the one I was looking
for. Got your back.
Yeah, I know $10 gets you in. Your first drink is free. I like that.
And is Willie Akins playing in that band?
That's the name I see. Absolutely.
Well, I saw that too, and I'm like, wow, he's heavy.
Yeah, I knew you would know that name. And also Dr. Feelgood, Willem van Humbrock. Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay. And this says, we knew locating the home of jazz great Miles Davis. We knew that. But it says Cindy Crawford's Jazz on Broadway. Is that the Cindy Crawford that I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Which one? The former Mrs. Gear?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Well, I thought that was a nice kind of spin. Anyway, it's located Jazz on Broadway, 554 East Broadway in Alton, Illinois, which I love Alton. I think it's a great little riverfront city.
It is. And Willie Akins, by the way, great, great jazz player and one of the treasures in St. Louis. And he came out to the studio one time, and this is when we had first turned this frequency on the air, and we were broadcasting from a cornfield in Belleville, Illinois. Some people may remember the short-lived one-year heyday of WIBV.
Wow.
So I was on the air out there, and I used to do a Thursday music club then, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
It was called something else. It wasn't Thursday night. It was on during the day. And Willie came out and didn't know that I was going to ask him to play. And I was like, you didn't bring your sax? He said, no. I didn't have a sax in my office. What I did have in my desk was a kazoo. And I don't know if there's a tape of this somewhere. I may have to look. But I had him play along with something on the kazoo, and he rocked it.
That's amazing. That's a great story.
I'm sure he was wildly embarrassed, but if I can find it, I will bring it out. So he joins Joe and the rest of the gang for a show Saturday at Jazz on Broadway, Alton, Illinois, at 8:30. Did you bring some music from them?
I did, and I like this song. It's called If I Had You.
Smile, I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind. My pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain.
All right, we're still dancing. All right, stop. Back to work. Joe Mancuso, If I Had You, and again, Saturday, 8:30, Jazz on Broadway in Alton, Illinois.
Yeah, man, I was feeling that. That's cool. I like that, especially in Alton, again.
And that was just piano and vocal, but this is going to be a bunch of players.
It sounds like
so,
it.
You know, especially Willie Akins with the cost of admission right there.
You keep saying it. I always know that you're more educated, obviously, than I am musically. So it's cool that you know all these great stories. Thank you.
Willie's awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure he'd call it a great story. All right, another big event coming up, the annual Baby Blues Showcase, which I put on by the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Jeremy Siegel Moss, Siegel Moss.
You always have fun with that, don't you?
Yeah, and of course, Kari Liston.
Ah, fantastic. Amazing.
Love her, too, and they put it on, but there's always like 24 bands, and this thing goes all day long.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't know what the featuring bands are right now. This is just all coming together, so we'll probably talk about that next week. But again, the premise of the show is all the blues artists in St. Louis that are under 30. I guess still being a baby is under 30.
I don't think it's an age. I don't think they do it, but is it an age thing?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's how you qualify to be a baby blues. You still have to be under 30. Once you're 30 and above.
It's like Menudo. Yeah, like you have to go out and find a job.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought that was the nifty name of it. I didn't realize that it was just the kids.
No, it's the baby blues. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I was 29 or 30, if I'd consider myself a baby. Unless I was in the Baby Blue Showcase. It's still one of my favorite events of the year.
Isn't Jeremy older than 30 now?
Well, yeah, but Jeremy is obviously the host.
Well, that works out nice for him, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know how musicians lie about their age anyway.
Yes, I do.
I see Eric McSpadden up there doing his thing.
Sunday, November 25th at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups, where it has been for years, and I don't know what year it is for
I think it's going to be the 13th year. It's 12 or 13th year.
Wow.
So it's fantastic. It's amazing. It's afternoon events, like, I don't know, $10-$15 to get in. And I know they incorporate a couple of charities. I know you can bring a couple of cans of food, which they always do to give for the food pantries. And then all the raffle items that we gather for selling raffle tickets, all that monies go to Play It Forward. They've done it for the last several years.
So awesome.
Generous.
And it is the brainchild of the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. So maybe a little something from them as a reward.
And let me tell you something. When they're in town, when they're not in New Orleans and everything else and all the travels, you got to go check them out. So mark your calendars for BB's. And this is a new track called Back Around.
My left stack jump shift to a styrofoam cup with the coffee gone. The conversation strong. All I got left to give, baby, is up. Oh, but sentiments like shadows grow. Whoa, so long. Guess I gotta go. Don't get up, don't cry. It's really very simple, just kiss my cheek and say goodbye. I never really go anyway, I just pass through from time to time. From time, bye-bye, baby, baby, bye-bye. Baby, I'll see you next time I'm in town. Maybe when I'm through falling off the face of the earth, I'll come back around.
Bottoms Up Blues Gang, and they're putting on the Baby Blues Showcase November 25th. Pretty much an all-day event at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soup right by the ballpark. 12th or 13th annual. Not really sure. It was our 13th annual. So this 13 was a good year for us, and I'm sure it will be for them. BottomsUpBluesGang.com, their website, to find out more about the band and, I'm sure, info on the showcase.
Yeah, man, we were just in the groove right then, weren't we? I love that stuff.
It's just kind of a laid-back, smoky whiskey segment tonight.
Well, it's past the bottle. Stop.
Without the smoke and without the whiskey. But still, metaphorically speaking,
could happen.
We are right there. All right, we're going to get to Dan coming up in a little bit, but let's see if we can't squeeze in one more. Who are you going to turn us on to?
I just love this gal. Audra Angelique. You can catch her a lot with the Ralph Butler Band. Are you familiar with Audra?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, she hit the scene in St. Louis just a few years ago. We've done some projects together, and we have another special things that we're going to be doing shortly. If you remember Amber Wood that was killed outside on Broadway crossing the street,
right,
being in that district, you know, Audra and I both befriended her mom, Georgie Bush, beautiful lady, and going through a lot, obviously, still. So we're working on getting some noise made out there in the St. Louis area on that street. We want some lights up. We want something going on. So I'm a little passionate about that because, A, I work in the area, and a lot happens. A lot of people are walking around down there. But moving forward with Audra, on November 24th, you can catch her at Saks Fifth Avenue. She has this in-store entertainment from 1 to 4. And on December 12th...
Like at Plaza Frontenac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Well, I didn't know if there was another Saks Fifth Avenue.
No. You know what? When she said that, I asked the same thing. I'm like, Saks Fifth Avenue? Like the... At Plaza Frontenac.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you know Audra, you know she's a perfect fit for something like that. And if you follow fashion at all, which I know, Carney, you do.
I live it.
You'll be excited. Fashion designer Rebecca Minkoff.
Not Rebecca Minkoff.
Herself, yes. We'll be at Saks Fifth Avenue, and that'll be on December 12th, and Audra will be in-house performing for that. This lady can sing. She's only 4 foot something. I always say that about her when I'm on the air because I think she's cute as a button. And she's very passionate about music and St. Louis and many things. Check her out, AudraAngelique.com. And this song is called I'm the One.
We go out with that. And don't forget, November 24th, Saks Fifth Avenue. And also don't forget, playitforwardstl.org. Still looking for cellos. We need a couple cellos.
Some cellos and violins. Come on, look under the beds. Look in the cupboards.
We'll do it. Thank you,
Sam. I said cupboards again. Don't you love it?
You did say cupboards again. You're like 70. Dan Dirkholtz coming up. Thursday Night Music Club brought to you by City Music. Audra Angelique taking us to the break.
Cuddle. You know I'm